Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanos. This is episode 309, season 13. Today's date is February 25th, 2024. Yes, I am back for another show. On today's program, I'll do something special today. I'm going to talk about my memories of the vanished businesses in the Roseland neighborhood of Chicago. And the reason I chose this is because I have lived in this neighborhood from 1969 to 1974. And I'll explain why. And so that's the only thing I will talk about because I have a lot of ground cover. Hopefully not too long. You know, once I get going, I just go and go and go and go. So this would be very interesting. And it's sort of bittersweet. Yeah, it really is. And then, so let's get started. Before I do, we're going to go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Marathon Candy Bar. Oh, I miss this candy bar so much. Mm-hmm. And so do a lot of people. So here's a commercial from 1975, excuse me, with Marathon John. You probably remember this commercial. Because I do very well. It's a classic. Okay, so sit back and relax, folks, and I'll be right back with the show. Thank you.
And I am Tweet Claude. I do everything fast.
Marathon John, you can't eat a marathon candy bar fast, Quick Claude. It lasts a good long time.
I show you milk chocolate. Delicious caramel and chewy.
Told you. Nobody eats a marathon bar quick. Claude.
Marathon lasts a good long time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Marathon Candy Bar. It features Marathon John and Quick Claude. The actor who portrays Marathon John is, I think that's Patrick Wayne, son of John Wayne. It's got to be him. I recognize him and his voice. And I used to eat this candy bar all the time when I was a kid. I loved it. Oh, I loved it. You know, the one thing I didn't like is when it's a hot sunny day and you had, you know, caramel melts in the wrapper and it gets sticky and gooey and it's like blah. It's just, and then when I was a kid, I would just take it off, you know, take it off the wrapper and just lick the wrapper. I make a mess and your fingers get all chocolatey like that. But then you lick them. That was fun, you know. The candy bar, let me give you a brief history of this candy bar. It was introduced in 1973 by the Mars Candy Company. And it was about 8 inches. It had a bright wrapper, you know. And it's the chocolate bar was braided, you know, like a pretzel and all that caramel. So it's very sweet, very sticky. And so then it's ended about 1981 or something like that. Yeah, after that. So it was on the market for about 8 years. Yeah, about 8 years. So people still miss it to this day, but you know something? They have something similar in England called, or maybe Australia, Curly Wurly. It's kind of like that. I believe it's created by Cadbury, which I like Cadbury. I really do. And I never had it. I don't know what it tastes like. No idea. You know, I should, when I went to London in 1998 for a trip, I was going to look for it, but, you know, I didn't think of it at the time. Well, maybe I wanted to try it. So so it's my bad luck that I didn't see it. I guess it's still around. I suppose it is. So, you know, I wanted to come back, you know, maybe, the younger generation can understand what I, and, you know, my friends and, my classmates, endure this wonderful, wonderful, delicious product. It was awesome. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about my memories of the vanished businesses in the Roseland neighborhood of Chicago. That's on the south side. I'm not going to talk about anything else, just that, or, you know, so let's get started. You know, I got a lot of ground to cover. And first I'll tell you how I came to this neighborhood. And then I'll talk about the businesses that I remembered as a child. Okay. Before my family and I moved to Roseland, we lived in South Shore. So my father, he came to America in the 1950s. He was not married, and then he came about 1952. He returned to Greece 10 years later, and he, you know, and met my mom, and they got married, and then they moved to Chicago. They came in 1962. I was born a year later, and then my two brothers. And we lived in an apartment in South Shore. We lived in two apartments. And then we left the area about May of 1969. But when we lived in South Shore, my father bought property on South Michigan Avenue at 111th Street. And it was at Shift Shoes. The address was 111-35. And there was an apartment there. So so in the South Shore neighborhood, it was getting kind of, you know, kind of questionable. It's getting sketchy, you know, it's like that. So we had to move. But my mom insisted we buy a house. But to make a long story short, my dad said, not yet. You know, we'll live above the apartment, then we'll buy a home. And he said about a year or two. And my mom agreed, but, you know, then it turned into 5 years. So I guess my mom put her foot down and said, no, come on, we gotta buy a home. He relented, and then we bought a house. Okay. So the reason my father chose this neighborhood is because his uncle owned a business on Michigan Avenue, like a restaurant. That was like 110th Street. And so he suggested to my dad, you got to buy some property. I think it's a good, wise move he did. You know, it was thriving back then. So that's my dad made a good investment like that. So during the summer in 69, we moved. And it was a little cramped, not too bad, you know. Above the apartment was there was the bedroom, you know, where my parents slept, and then there was a bedroom where me and my middle brother was, and my younger brother slept on a bed in a dining room. So he didn't have his own room. None of us did. The only time when I had my own bedroom is when we moved out in 1974 in Ashburn, but my brothers still slept together in the same room until they moved out. So, getting back to Roseland, you know, I found that at the time that neighborhood was very interesting indeed. And I looked out the window And, you know, I see the buses, like the 34 South Michigan Avenue buses, and also the South Suburban Safeway Line buses. Those are the express buses. I talked about this on a previous podcast episode. Those are the ones that go downtown. But it was an express bus. You would take that. You would go on to Dan Ryan or to South Park, which turned into Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. And it was kind of cool like that. And so, you know, what was the best time to look out the window? It was in the living room, was Christmas time. Yeah, but everything was decorated and the snow was falling. I mean, when it was raining, it was picturesque, very beautiful, colorful. You know, it was pretty, very pretty. I loved that. Okay. So right now I'm going to talk about the businesses that I remembered on Michigan Avenue. And they were there for a long time. Some have moved, some have closed, but this is the ones that I remembered. I'm not going to say all of them because they'll take too long, but just ones that I remember. So I found a list a long time ago, maybe about 8 or 9 years ago, and it was called the Roseland the Avenue, and it lists all the businesses like that. So that's kind of cool. All right, so let's get started. I'm just going to talk about the ones, like I said before, the ones I remembered. The first one was Root Brothers Hardware Store. That was located at 103rd in Michigan. That business was there forever. It was forever. And they closed about a few years ago. And what I heard, I think they moved to Indiana, probably. I don't know. I don't know if they're still in business, but they were there to the 2000s, you know, and my father was very handy with tools and he always went there. And it was a great place. It really was. Okay. Let's see what else. I will talk while I'm looking. There were a lot of bars on that as well. And let's see, there was a Roseland Animal Hospital, which I remember seeing that. Also, there were a few car dealerships. Like, for example, there was a Roseland Buick Sales, Bob Model Chevrolet, Kaylee Chevrolet, Benedetto Chrysler Plymouth, Harmony Oldsmobile. I remember that. Also, there were church. There was a church there. There was also cleaners and all that. All right, so let's get over here. Okay. All right, let's see what else. Okay, now we go to let's go to 110th Street. It was Tony's Snack Shop. I think that's a business my great uncle owned. I remember going there. That was there. And there was also the Parkway Theater that was right there on that side. I don't know when it closed. I didn't see it when I moved. They must have torn it down. It was closed like that. There was a sweet soda called Sweet Victory Sweet and Soda Shop, something like that. Okay. There was also the State Theater. That theater was huge. It was big. And there was also Nick's restaurant. I think that's what it was called. I'll correct myself when it was called Big Boy's Hamburgers, I think. Well, I'll correct myself anyway. But there was also a bicycle shop. And I bought my first 5-speed bicycle there. When I lived there, it was black and had the banana seat and it was beautiful, you know, and it was like a big store. You know, I begged my mom to get a bicycle. Also, there was a Roseland Fur Salon that eventually moved to South Holland, I believe. And I don't know if it's still in business, but I remember seeing that. I saw the fur coats on display when I was little. Okay. All right, so let's see what else. So there was the State Theater. Oh, Big Boy Hamburgers was there. That was the Capital cigar store. Now, let's see what we got here. Now, we go to 111th Street. That's right near where I lived. On the corner, there was a Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae still business. Tom McCann shoe store. Big Ben shoe store. I remember that. Do you remember York Women's Apparel? Yeah, my mom shopped there. It's like that. Also, Gordon's. It was a Gordon's women's clothes. And they had a couple locations on the south side. And my mom bought a few dresses there. And she said they were very pretty, very nice. Also, there was a jewelry store called Van Simpas, also Kinney's Shoes. And on the corner of 112th Street was the Three Sisters clothing store. Ah, everyone remembers this store. They had one downtown. They had one on the south side, on the west side. So they had that. And so that was on across the street from the apartment. So I'm going to do the ones on my side really quickly. That is on my side. So this is across the street. So on the corner was a Walgreens. On the corner, 111th and Michigan. It was there for years. And then they had a Household Finance, a Union National Bank. That bank was big. And it also had like the first drive-through bank. It really did. Yeah, they had a first drive-through. And I remember seeing that. You know, my dad did business there. Okay. Also, there was Nino's Pizza on the southwest corner of 111th Place in Michigan, which is still in business. It's on 111th and Cicero. You know, I've never been there yet. No, not yet. I've been here so many ways. I have not been to this pizza place. I want to go. I don't know why. It's not near my house, so I don't know if it's the same. No, it is the same. I don't know if it's the same people that run the business, but it's been there forever. I got to go there one day. Also, there was Beagle's Home Bakery. My memories of that bakery was my mom bought me chocolate eclairs for me and my brothers. And the smell, when you walk in, the smell, it was awesome. It's like, oh, it's beautiful. And everything sweet on display, the cakes, the cookies, the donuts, wonderful like that. Also, there was a Roseland Style Center, Roseland Hardware Store, Benson Rickson. That was a men's clothing store. They had locations all over Chicago. Also, Roseland Music Shop. And there was a record store, and they had listening booths, like in the old days where you take a record and you want to sample a record, put on your headphones or do you go into a booth and you just turn it on the record? And if you want to buy this record, go ahead. Like that. Okay, and let's see what else. Also, they had Caramel Corn with a K. That business was around. I think it's still business, but out of Chicago, but they were in the malls later on. Also, there was a large toy store. And it was on the corner on 112th Street. On the same block as 112th Street, there was a Sears store opened in the 50s. There was also Robert Hall clothes at State Street. Also, there was an A&P. My mom shopped there all the time. My mom knew a lady that worked there. She went to our church. And let's see what else. I think that was it on 112. All right. So let's see what else on 112. Of course, on 112 and State Street was Gately's People Store, the department store. Oh. And that was there for almost 100 years. And then they closed. And then it caught fire a few years ago. And then after that, there's a bakery called Ness Bakery. It was belonged to the father of Elliot Ness, you know, from the Untouchables. And it became Ergo Bakery. After that was Kresge's, Mailing Shoe Store, Singer Sewing Machines. They sold sewing machines, you know, threads, all kinds of threads and like that. Learners, women's clothing. They had People's Gas, Meiji Sporting Goods, Cousins Jewelry, Buster Brown Shoes. I used to buy shoes there. My mom bought shoes for us when we went to school. Like that. Okay. Across the street, you know, 112, there was the big appliance store. It was Block. I bought my Tootaloop radio there. Yeah, I talked about that. You know, from Panasonic, you know, the round thing. Also, there was a Flag Brothers shoe store, Herman's Supply Store. That was there forever. Long time, you know. And then they closed like that. There was JCPenney. That was on 112th Street. And on the same block as JCPenney was the Saxon Store and the Stu DeYoung Hardware Store. And that was, I think it was called the Veterans Barbershop. I think it was there, but there was a barbershop at 111th Street east of Michigan. Oh, and I forgot Chicken Unlimited that was on the corner. Yeah, how did I forget that? On 111th in Michigan. Oh, great chicken place. Like that. And let's see. There was also a furniture store. There was Woolworths. Let's see what else. There was a pharmacy. There was a Magnavox store. I think that was Legion Magnavox. They sold TVs. We bought our TV there. Also, there was the Rosen Theater. We also had a dentist's office there for a while that we visited over there. Okay, let's see what else we got. Let me see if I'm running out of time. No, I got time. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Okay, that's it on this side. Let's see. Yeah, so that... I remember there was the firehouse. It's still there on 114th Street or 114th Place. I remember it was kind of cool seeing that. You know, I used to be scared of those when I was little, you know, the fire trucks and all that. But then I got older, it was kind of cool. And I waited, you know, when we were living in an apartment, we hear the fire trucks coming, you know. And me and my brothers would race to the window and look. That was nice. Like that. Oh, that was fun. Look at that. I think there was Jansen's furniture store there as well. Okay. Okay, let's see what else we got. Okay. Well, I'm going to stop right now and then I'll talk about some more. I'm going to play a commercial and then I'm going to talk about Roseland Plaza. Oh, before I play the commercial, I forgot one more store that was there. It was Hillman's, Finer Pure Foods. It was a grocery store there. Believe it or not, my mom did not go there to shop. You know, it was kind of far and away, but my father did. And remember those multicolored shopping bags? I still want to find one, post it. It's kind of, you know, that's like a holy grail of Vantage Chicagoland. I want to get that. Okay. Let's see. All right. So I'm going to stop for a moment and I'm going to play a commercial. And right now, I'm going to play a commercial from 1959, and it's the introduction of the Princess phone from Illinois Bell. I don't know if it's Illinois Bell or all the bells, you know. So this is like the introduction of this wonderful invention. So sit back and relax. And when I come back, I'll talk about the stores that were in the Roseland Plaza and across the street from there. Okay? Thank you, everyone.
Is the Princess Phone, an exciting new extension telephone.
Hello, I'm Marilyn Vanderburr. Isn't this new Princess Phone lovely? It's so small, it fits easily almost anywhere you'd like to put a step-saving extension phone. In your kitchen, for example, the Princess Phone saves space where it's most important. It's light, easy to hold or move around. A colorful Princess Phone in your living room gives added telephone convenience to all the family. In your bedroom, it fits the smallest place. And if you like,
A nightlight glows softly. Lift the receiver and it brightens for easy dialing. The lovely Princess phone comes in 5 attractive colors, too. It's little, it's lovely, it lights. The new Princess phone. Order yours at your telephone company business office. Or ask your telephone serviceman.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Princess phone. Those things are pretty, and they make the glow in the dark when you talk, you know, when you dial the number. But they're very slim and all that. That was every teenage girl's dream, to have this phone in their bedroom. In their bedrooms, that is. You know, I still see them on eBay for sale. Yeah, they look nice, you know, and they make that nice bell sound. Ding, like that. Okay. Before I start with Rosen Plaza, which was located on 115th and Michigan, I failed to mention two other businesses on Michigan Avenue before that. One was the Ranch Steakhouse. Was there. It opened in 1969, and it stayed there throughout the years. Then they sold it, but they renamed it the Ware Steakhouse, W-A-R-E. It's still there. And this couple bought it, and they remodeled it. Not outside, but inside. It looks gorgeous. And the food is outstanding. You know, I went once when I was a kid. You know, so the people that owned it previously was a friend of mine's uncle. He owned that for many years. You know, all that. Second, it's a business that's on Michigan Avenue that's still there. And it's the Old Fashioned Donut Shop. I think that's what it's called. And it's by 113th Street. And it's opened in 1972. And it's still running. And the donuts are awesome. I think we bought a couple before we moved. And the owner is still featured on the news. And he's still working there. And it's great. I would love to go back and get some. They're fresh, they're hot, they're delicious. Oh, that sounds wonderful. That really does. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see what else. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about the Roseland Plaza. Okay. So Roseland Plaza had, the Coven drugstore. My mom shopped there all the time, and they had a pharmacy there. Also, they had a travel agency, Wetlands Camera. They had Sino and Sons Formerwear. Remember that? Also, Illinois Bell Telephone. I think you buy a phone, or it's a service. You know, you pay your bill and like that. Also, they had the Coffee Pot Restaurant. We dined there many times. I know the family very well. They go to our church, and it was great. That was very nice. In the plaza, of course, they had a national food store. My mom didn't shop there much, not really. When she was in the area, she did like that. And that's still an empty lot there. It still is. But that place was huge, had a lot of parking. And had a cool sign up front, you know. I have it somewhere in my files, like that. And let's see what else. Nothing that I'm familiar with. So let's go on the other side of that, across the street, that is. Let's see. Okay, the only thing I remember is the Rosen Bowl. That was a bowling alley. And when I walked by it with my mom and, you know, my brothers, we hear the bowling pins drop. So that was kind of nice. Also, there was a store at 118th Street in Michigan. It was called the Home Store. And it sold appliances. I don't know if it sold furniture. I don't know. But I never shopped there. My mom never did. And I asked her about it, and she goes, I don't remember this place. You know, but it was kind of cool. It was very nice. They had all the items on display in the windows. It's kind of very nice like that. Okay. So to close out this show, I'll tell you why we left and what Roseland is now. We left in 1974. Finally, we bought a house. Thank God. And I had my own bedroom. And we lived in that house in the Ashburn neighborhood for about over 25 years. Then we moved. And my father still went to Roseland during the 70s and 80s and even the early 90s, you know, to maintain the property. Yeah, the property, that is. And until he couldn't do it anymore because my dad got old and he got sick and he sold it. And then it turned into okay shoes, from shift shoes to okay shoes to, I don't know what else, Kaplan shoes or something like that. Before shift shoes, it was called some other brand. I can't think of it, you know, like that. R and something. Nah, never mind. So we sold it in 1996 and got a good deal on that. And the last time I went there, well, I drove down there in the late 90s just to look around, and Michigan Avenue has changed dramatically. It's not the same. There's businesses there, but it's not like in its heyday. Some stores have closed. They're vacant. Some are doing okay. The Union Bank is gone. They replaced a nice new bank. I think it's Safeway, like that. The store that we lived above, the shoe store, first it became a cell phone store, then it became a clothing store. I think that's what it is now. And so the apartment's still for rent, unless I look, so they can't rent it. You know, I don't know what's going on with that. But we knew a lot of people that lived in the area. We went to church. It was St. Spiridon. It was located on 114th Street and on King Drive. It was there for many years. Now it's at Palos Heights, Illinois. You know, I still go there sometimes. Go to their festivals. I know people there. You know, but we knew a lot of people. We went to Palmer Park on 111th in Indiana. That was a lot of fun. I'll talk about that another day. The funniest memory of Roseland was when I went to Bogan High School and I did my driver's ed test. You know, and I was with a teacher. His name was Mr. Egan, and I believed he lived in this area. And he says, "All right, we'll go into the east side." And go, "We are?" Okay. He wasn't afraid, and neither was I. So I told Mr. Egan, we drove on Michigan Avenue, and I said, "Mr. Egan, we lived on Michigan Avenue and on 111th Street." And he didn't believe me. He thought I was lying. I said, "No, I'm telling the truth. We lived there. We lived there from 1969 to 1974. He didn't buy it. He still didn't buy it. Oh, that was aggravating. I was frustrated and angry. So when I did okay with the test, you know, driving test. Then I came home and I told my mom and dad, look, my teacher didn't believe us that we lived up above. My mom and dad responded, well, especially my father, he started swearing. I can't say it on the show. In Greek, that is. My mom called them names and all that. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, what are you going to do? I guess, you know, when you're in high school, you make up stories. That was not made up. No, no, indeed. No way. That really happened. I did live there. You know, I still miss it. I still miss the neighborhood. I miss going to Geely's People Store, you know, shopping with the donuts on the old-fashioned donut machine, you know, with the escalators and the popcorn machine, the toy store, all that. It's beautiful. Makes me cry sometimes. It really does. Okay. That's it for this show. So the show is about my memories of the vanished businesses in the Roseland neighborhood of Chicago. I might have missed a couple, but that's okay. I think I covered almost all of them that I remembered. I really did. All right. So this podcast will be published later on, wherever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast. Also be published on my blog, vanishingchicagoland.blog. Also be on my YouTube channel. People still ask me, where do I find your podcast? What's the easiest way to listen to your podcast? Go to YouTube, do a search, type in Vanish Chicagoland Stories. You will find it. Hit subscribe. You will get the latest. You'll be notified for the latest episode. You can listen to the previous episodes if you wish. They're all there. Also, it'll be shared on my social media accounts, Facebook, X. I've got drew a blank. Yeah, LinkedIn, Reddit, Instagram, TikTok. It's also on Threads and also on Blue Sky. They'll be all there. So if you have any questions or comments, please let me know. Everything's there. So I had a fun time talking about this, going down memory lane in the second neighborhood I lived in Chicago. First was South Shore, second was Roseland, and third was Ashburn. And then I moved to the suburbs. So we moved a lot. it was kind of crazy, but fun. It really was. Okay, so this is Speak Astonish, your host for Vanish Chicagoland Stories. Thank you for joining me on a beautiful Sunday. It's a little warmer than yesterday. And I probably do another episode Tuesday. We'll see what I'll discuss. I'll think about it. So here's bye-bye for me, and here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.